Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Where you're invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 if you would like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. We do in the studio tonight. It's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Curtis.
And coming up, we're going to talk about why the future means we're going to be eating bugs, apparently, according to one author. I brought this in specifically because I knew you were going to be on with us tonight, Conan. And I felt like you were the best person to have in the studio to get into this article.
Chickens eat bugs. I eat the chicken.
Right.
That's how it goes. I'm not removing that middleman from my equation. I'm not listening to you, Bill Gates.
I thought you liked cricket bread or whatever.
No. My boss thought that would be a neat trick to play on me by giving me a bag of this stuff.
What is cricket bread?
It's cricket. It's flour. It's ground up crickets, and you just put it in. You cook with it. Put it in your recipe. Make bread out of it
It's a substitute for one of the key ingredients in making bread. It is obviously not a substitute for the wheat.
I was going to say, is that gluten-free?
I guess it depends on what the crickets were eating.
Yeah.
And that's the big thing. That really follow the food chain. Whatever you're eating is, or whatever it ate, that you're getting it. Yep, you are what you eat, and it keep going down the line.
We're also going to talk about the escaped lab monkeys and the IMF telling El Salvador they need to no longer accept cryptocurrency as legal tender. But Conan, I've been seeing this article for the last few days. What's going on with the escaped lab monkeys? And I do have the video that you sent me if you want to lead off with that. But
let's play this clip from a couple of days ago. Basically, it outlines the two-minute clip. Basically outlines what went down. And just listen to this lady. This is just so bizarre. This is the start of every sci-fi contagion breaking out and spreading across the world movie that I have ever seen. Go ahead with it.
The news this morning, monkeys on the loose in Montour County. State police say several laboratory monkeys escaped from a truck after a wreck outside Danville. NewsWatch 16's Marshall Keeley spoke exclusively with a woman who saw it all unfold.
It was an interesting Friday afternoon for Danville resident Michelle Fallon. She was right behind a truck pulling a trailer down the I-80 exit for Danville. She saw the vehicle trying to cross Route 54.
I'm thinking, you're going to get hit. And the next thing I know, the dump truck hits the trailer, and they both go down and hit the trees.
When she got out to check on the driver, she realized the trailer had dropped more than a dozen wooden crates.
I walk up back on the hill, and this guy tells me, he goes, oh, he's hauling cats. I'm like, oh. So I go over to look in the crate, and there's this green cloth over it, so I peel it back, I stick my finger in there, and go, kitty, kitty.
Stop it there.
What? This is 2022. People are afraid to leave their homes. They're afraid to take their mask on and have social interactions with other human beings. And this woman, she's just all about sticking her hand in a crate? What the hell nonsense is this? Could you believe this?
A wooden crate that she can't see into, but they saw first, so they assume, for whatever reason, they're hauling cats in the back of a trailer.
That happens.
In wooden crates.
Exactly.
It's very peculiar.
And it pops it up, and it's a monkey.
State police say the truck was carrying about 100 lab monkeys. Four of them got out of their crates and ran away. Fallon saw one running into the woods.
We've seen one run across it. They thought it looked like a small cat. It did look like a cat. They were small.
So that's pretty much all that they have to say on the video. They then began searching for the monkeys and all of that. So do you have more information on this? I mean, what's going on?
Okay, that was like 4 days ago. I think it was like Friday or Saturday at night. The trailer gets hit by a dump truck. They both go into the ditch, and then this lady shows up, and they're like, we're going to go find some monkeys. And by the way, the fact that she can't tell the difference between a monkey and a cat, I guess it was dark, but I mean, they don't move the same. They don't look the same at all, but maybe a city person is not able to discern the difference.
We've gone over the reality that this woman is not very intelligent. I mean, she did stick her finger into a crate knowing nothing of it. It could have been lions for all she knew, right? Which are just as likely to be transported. They are definitely cats. And they're not very likely to be transported in wooden crates in the back of a trailer either.
Yeah, all covered up so they can't see out, they can't breathe.
Yeah.
It's all very peculiar. Especially when we find out where this trailer was headed to.
So where was it headed to? I assume you have more information about this.
So here's where it turns. Of course, they send this lady off, and they're like, all right, be careful. CDC comes out. I think they send her a text or a email or whatever, and they're like, hey, you know what? Just stay at the house and monitor, and if you come down with any symptoms, make sure you tell us first. Lo and behold, a woman who stopped to help a truck carrying 100 lab monkeys crash in Pennsylvania fears she caught an illness after one of the macaws hissed in her face, leaving her with pink eye symptoms.
Oh, God.
Michelle Fallon from Danville News Scranton was driving directly behind the vehicle when it crashed.
How did she get close enough to one of these that it hissed in her face?
She went up to the crate.
She went right up to it.
Yeah, but
the crate, I'm looking at a picture here. The crate has a window on it, right? Like, they got to be able to breathe.
Sure.
So there's like a screened window, and there's enough space between the screened area and the wooden part of the crate below it that she could stick her finger through it. So she's just, oh, kitty. And then the thing is right in her face.
Which is what they do when they're encountering something a lot bigger than them and they can't get away.
Right.
To be fair, cats do also hiss, yep. So I kind of understand.
I don't know if it made a hiss. I don't know what it did.
So Fallon she's now had a rabies shot and wrote about the symptoms she has since suffered on Facebook, and also told PA homepage, whatever that is, that she developed symptoms of pink eye, an inflammation or infection of the eyeball. She said, I was close to the monkeys. I touched the crates. I walked through their feces, so I was very close. So I called a helpline to inquire. Was I safe? That right there.
She's not safe from her own stupidity.
She's walking through poop to get to these crates. Already the woman is getting. She's already lost her mind in my book. She's already lost the ticket.
Wait, okay, where did you say these monkeys were going?
All right, so the crash happened in Pennsylvania, Danville.
Mm.
Supposedly they're heading all the way to Florida, a clinic or a department in Florida. That's a drive. That's a drive and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The fact that they didn't use a plane, or maybe there's no one driving planes and you're flying planes anymore. But they decided that it was more economical to truck these monkeys across the country.
I don't know the ins and outs of flying living creatures, but obviously they couldn't ship them through like UPS or FedEx or somewhere like that. So I don't know what mechanisms there are in place for a laboratory company, a research company, to purchase monkeys and ship them.
Well, these are, according to this article, these are $10,000 animals. So, okay. I mean, the shipping, yeah, I mean, even if it was $1,000 per head.
But that's assuming there's any mechanism in place for them to, call up Delta and be like, hey, we need to book a cargo plane to ship 100 lab monkeys.
I think that would be the way to do it. I think that would be the cheapest way to do it.
If such a thing is even possible.
Yeah, well, I know we wouldn't do it. USPS wouldn't do it. I've delivered snakes, chickens, lizards.
Those cargo planes aren't heated, though.
Well, they would have to heat one.
Was the trailer that the monkeys were being kept in, was that heated either?
Good question. Maybe that's why the boxes, the crates were wrapped up the way that they were, with just a little window to look out of, and the rest of the crates were wrapped up nice and tight with green cloth.
It may not have been heated, but it's probably not as cold that way than it
would
be in the cabin, or not cabin, but the cargo area of a plane.
Infectious disease doctors, I'm skipping down the article. Infectious disease doctors gave her the first of four rabies injections together with some antiviral drugs. She said on Facebook she was monitoring her symptoms of rabies and monkey herpes virus B. Oh, my God. This woman.
Patient X
or patient zero. We're going to be...
You think something big's coming out of this? That's why we're talking about this?
2 weeks from now. 2 weeks. There's going to be a new variant.
That's probably...
Monkey variant.
Anyway.
Monkey variant.
What are your thoughts on this? Where exactly did this woman lose her mind? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Ian.
And Conan.
And we're raising funds with Give Directly, the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. Give Directly locates recipients in need and uses mobile money to send them cash with no strings attached. And this is better than relying on distant aid organizations to determine what individual families may actually need, and it allows them to drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. So Free Talk Live is matching your donations to Give Directly, helping families in Bomet and Kilifi counties in Kenya who are in need. We're matching your donations up to $30,000. So if you're feeling generous this holiday season, head over to give.freetalklive.com. That's give.freetalklive.com and contribute to our campaign there, because you basically get to double your contribution since Free Talk Live is, you know, matching your donations. So check it out, give.freetalklive.com. I looked up the symptoms to herpes, monkey B virus of herpes, or whatever it is that it's called. And the symptoms, strangely enough, are almost identical to symptoms of COVID-19. You have fever and chills, muscle ache, fatigue, headache, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, nausea and vomiting, and then hiccups, strangely enough, which I'm not aware of being related to COVID-19, but the other seven symptoms that it listed, indistinguishable from having COVID-19. Yep. And now this lady has, in fact, and it's transmitted specifically by this type of monkey.
Does that list include severe brain swelling?
It does, but that's as the disease progresses, if it's not treated.
If you're not treated, correct.
Yes. But it is treatable with antiviral drugs, and presumably that's why the hospital gave her antiviral drugs, but...
And, of course, this article reports that she is on the lookout for these symptoms. Whether someone told her to look for those symptoms, maybe the CDC told her to look for, you know, symptoms of rabies and, of course, monkey B virus, or...
Well, according to the CDC, the very first sentence is that B virus infections in people are usually caused by macaque monkeys.
Correct. And I don't think many people, it's a very rare disease in humans.
Well, that's because we don't encounter this type of monkey very often. But this lady did encounter this type of monkey.
And yet, 2022, they decided to truck 100 macaque monkeys across the country, and it just so happened it got hit by a dump truck. Where was this?
Can you imagine being the lady that caught herpes from a monkey, though?
Hmm.
Can you imagine trying to explain that to people?
Well, 50 people, at least 50 humans, have caught this disease. Some of them, most of them are scientists and veterinarians and zoologists and whatnot who are working with these animals and get scratched or bitten by them. That's a good way to get one. But yes, I know where you're going with it.
Most of these people got infected after they were bitten or scratched by a monkey, or when tissue or fluids from a monkey got on their broken skin, such as by a needle, stick, or cut.
Mm-hmm.
Now, didn't she say something about having an open wound?
I don't know if it was this article. I watched a lot of interviews with her, and I don't remember where I saw that, but yeah, she claimed to have had a wound on her arm or something. One I'm telling you, it's like they're setting this whole thing up. It's just like ABCD. It's like a bad movie. It's like they've gotten the script writers from Hollywood say, hey, we know you guys aren't writing anything new for Netflix or for Hollywood. Hollywood's been in the dumps for the past year. We need some scripts from you guys. We've got the money. We need a script. Just go to town. Just do what you do.
I think you're just... I think you're putting more faith in humanity than humanity deserves, and I think what we're dealing with
is just a very stupid woman. That's a very pessimistic view of human nature and human reality, is that I say that they would go this far. They're losing the narrative. They're already pulling back. Look at the UK. UK's, they opened up. Boris said, he came out and says, you guys are free.
Well, yay! Allegedly, the headlines reported that Boris said they were going to free up or end the lockdowns or whatever. But according to at least one caller, and I haven't actually read these articles, but the articles are basically doing that thing where they have a misleading clickbait headline where they make a claim that isn't actually
substantiated. No, I actually heard him. He was on the mic. He's like, we're opening back up. You guys could go to, you don't have to wear your mask anymore. You can guys go to school. You can go to the restaurants. We're good to go. And there was applause. All of the sheep, all of the slaves, who could have just done it on their own, by the way,
sure,
were waiting for Boris to say, get for the all clear.
By the way, the plot to the movie Outbreak in 1995.
There you go. That's Dustin Hoffman, right?
Involves a white-headed capuchin monkey that is host to a virus smuggled into the country. That's where it all starts there.
There you go. Look at 28 Days Later. What started 28 Days Later?
Was that a monkey, too?
It was a monkey. It was, they were injecting it with rage serum or something, and it got out, and he...
That's the one with the zombies that can run, right?
Oh, that, yeah, that was one of the first sprinter zombie movies, and that's, god awful. Because we're all used to Dawn of the Dead and, you know,
I've never seen it. Is it good?
Shuffling. Oh,
I remember.
You haven't seen it?
Yeah.
No. Oh, it's good.
I don't like zombies movies, man. They're so cliched and boring.
All right, well, this was the introduction of sprinter zombies.
Okay.
All right, and number two, they're not actually zombies.
Cliches.
They're infected. And they're infected and like killing anything that's not infected. Good stuff. Also, 20, so that was 28 days. So 28 weeks later is also pretty good. Definitely recommend them. It's a lot better than that crap you watch. Nightmare on Elm Street. Ugh.
What's wrong with Nightmare on Elm Street?
The old ones. I'm talking about the old, like the first ones.
I've only
ever heard of Halloween. They're goofy. They're 80s. They're campy.
The first one's a classic. I can't speak to the other five or whatever they are. I saw the first one. I've seen New Nightmare, and I liked both of those, but I didn't see any of the ones in between because they did look terrible.
Yeah. Well, one thing I learned from those movies, don't stick your hand in a box if you don't know what's in it, lady.
Yeah. For sure.
And she's obviously older. She's older than us. She never watched any of those movies. You don't stick your hand in a dark box. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid, and she's not getting much help from the authorities, who are just like, hey, just keep an eye on it. Maybe put some ice on it. You'll be fine. Now, the pink eye thing is curious, because that isn't showing up any of the symptoms anywhere.
Right.
So that could be entirely unrelated.
This is the new variant. This is the brand spanking new variant. The Omicron didn't work. Couldn't get it to work. So they're trying a new one.
I don't know, Conan. I
think the issue is that Omicron
some conspiracy theorists think that Omicron was in fact a way to pull us out of this mess and get everyone herd immunity. It's not related to any of the other variants. It's its own virus. It's not even on the charts. So
I'm not a medical expert.
Faster spreading.
Well, that's what they say about all the variants, though. They said that about Delta, too, and it didn't sweep the nation by storm like they said it was going to.
Actually, that's probably what we're dealing with right now. Probably no one has Omicron. Omicron is probably the fake variant out there, and Delta is probably the real strain.
I had a cold a few weeks ago. That may have been the Omicron variant, or it may have been a cold. I see no reason to care one way or the other, and I've said that for the last 2 years.
Lose the pounds, take some vitamin D. By the way, speaking of vitamin D, this is what it really boils down to. I've said it. Vitamin D deficiency and obesity and comorbidities.
Obesity definitely plays a role. I mean, there have been studies showing that COVID-19 targets fat cells. So people who have more fat cells have a higher concentration of COVID cells, and their immune system starts going crazy, and then they end up on a ventilator, and they're already obese, so they have difficulties breathing, and then they die. 603-283-6160. Coming up, we're going to talk about how the IMF is trying to control El Salvador.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic. And only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience. Just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have no intention of putting American forces or NATO forces in Ukraine. But we, as I said, there are going to be serious economic consequences if he moves.
President Biden talking to reporters on a shopping trip regarding Ukraine. Roughly 8,500 U.S. troops are on standby for possible deployment to Eastern Europe and the Baltic region. They would join troops from other NATO allies. Computer chip shortages are getting more dire. The Commerce Department warns that many U.S. manufacturers have less than a five-day supply of chips. That includes automakers, and the growing problem could prompt shutdowns and furloughs. The chip shortage is linked to global supply chain problems during the ongoing COVID pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News. A Navy fighter jet crashes during a carrier landing in the South China Sea.
An in-flight mishap took place aboard a U.S. aircraft carrier in the South China Sea. The pilot of a F-35 jet ejected as his jet crashed onto the deck of the USS Carl Vinson aircraft carrier Monday. The incident injured seven on board, including the pilot. As for the F-35, the status of the recovery is in progress. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Northeast is bracing for the possibility of an intense winter storm. The National Weather Service warns New York and Boston, Providence, and Portland, Maine, and other areas could see blizzard-like conditions late Friday into early Saturday. The Big Apple could get a foot or more of snow. Residents are being warned that coastal flooding also could take place, with winds driving ocean water and waves into the shore. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can share your thoughts and opinions at 603-283-6160. Again, that's 603-283-6160. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the IMF and Bitcoin. Apparently, they're telling El Salvador that, no, you can't accept Bitcoin as legal tender. Because for those who don't remember, El Salvador's president did declare that Bitcoin was legal tender within the country of El Salvador. They actually made it so that merchants have to accept Bitcoin, but they said they won't be enforcing that at this time, which is a little bit problematic because it means they could enforce it in the future. And governments don't generally give themselves powers that they don't ultimately end up using. We're going to get into that later. But first, I brought this story in specifically because you were on with us tonight, Conan.
Yay.
It's why we'll end up eating bugs. It's that special time of year when the global elites gather together at Davos. Now,
who wrote this article, by the way? Or what from?
Unheard.
Never heard of him. Heard of Unheard.
It's Unheard like herd immunity, not Unheard like unheard of.
I like that.
So the article is very much against this sort of nonsense, and it's. What concerns me, though, is that they had this convention.
That opening where they're talking about Davos elites. Yes.
Yeah.
Anyone who's, because otherwise they are the the crop of the cream of the crop elites out there. If certain individuals are talking about these people,
do they really call it Davos? Because I've never heard of that before.
They do call it Davos. There was a video that I saw today,
like the evil emperor Dalek Davos.
That seems to be. I don't know if that's what they named it after, but it sure does ring a bell in that way. But I saw a video of that horribly ugly woman from Australia, and I don't remember what her name is, but she's just god-awful scary-looking and ugly. And she was speaking at this Davos Forum with the World Economic... Or no, she's speaking at the World Economic Forum, but she's referencing Davos and talking about how we, the elites...
I heard this.
We are getting along with each other, we're trusting each other better, but the people are not trusting the elites.
Yeah, she actually uses the term elites and us. We, the elites.
Yeah, to refer to themselves.
What do we do to get the people back on our side of the side of the equation? These people, man, I'm telling you.
And these are the people who are pushing this eating bug stuff.
Well, thanks to the Omicron wave, the World Economic Forum 2022 has been postponed, but don't despair. Instead of the annual jamboree that you probably couldn't afford and would not be invited to, there's an online event called the Davos Agenda. This opened on Monday with a special address by Chinese President Xi Jinping. So it's not just a Western thing, evidently.
Non-Western thing.
Well, they're going to have their own. China has their own population problem. They have a male to female problem, as in they have way too many men.
Is not how I interpreted that statement.
Because of the One Child Act, they were basically killing off, culling off all of their girls because they want boys to take care of the family in their old age. You also have an aging population. They have problems. But as far as money wise, they seem to be doing pretty good. But I don't think we're getting the full picture as far as what they're going to be going through in the next couple of years, next decade.
Well, what could be more Davos than China's communist dictator telling a bunch of virtual capitalists that we should remove barriers, not erect walls? Inspirational stuff. And I'm sure a great comfort to the people of Xinjiang, Hong Kong, and Tibet. For Davos skeptics, however, this will only confirm suspicions that something has gone very wrong with global capitalism, with the World Economic Forum at the center of it all. The fact that we've exported so much of our productive capacity to China and other countries is one concern, but the bigger worry is about what we're getting back from the globalized economy. For Westerners, capitalism is first and foremost a consumer experience. In the 20th century, the system triumphed over its socialist rival because it delivered the goods. After the long, dark centuries of scarcity, we suddenly found ourselves in a time of plenty. We were grateful, but not, let it be told, noted, excuse me, pathetically grateful. Indeed, the real clincher for consumer capitalism is that it made us feel strong. Skipping forward a bit here, of course, abundance comes at a cost. There are the obvious downsides of excess, but also our growing distance from the old ways, the rhythms of nature, the bonds of community, the dignity of craftsmanship. We sort of touched on this yesterday, and about how the corporate world has sort of eliminated a lot of the need for mom-and-pop stores for, you know, you just go to Walmart to buy your desk, or you go to IKEA or whatever, instead of finding some local woodworker who has crafted a desk for you at like five times the cost.
Which is why I don't go to the local woodworker.
Yeah, I don't see any of that as a problem, right?
Well,
to me, that's just an improvement. Now I can get a desk for much cheaper.
Right, and of course, they really kicked it home during this lockdown where, if mom and pop weren't already having problems, now question, are they even in business anymore this year? Were they able to withstand the nonsense of people not going out and shopping anymore? People who find it easier to just buy it on Amazon and have it shipped right to their damn door. I know this. I'm the guy doing it. And I've seen the uptick. I've seen how much heavier the mail is this year. It is crazy heavy. I work 10 hours on Sunday. I work 10 friggin' hours on Sunday just delivering Amazon to a small little town.
Yeah, because Amazon's the only thing that delivers on Sundays.
Right. Yeah.
Insane. So the guy goes on for a few minutes praising the wonders of American capitalism. And I disagree because I don't think America is very capitalist. But anyway, he goes on, nonetheless, it's now under threat. While the global economy produces more than ever, there's a growing anxiety that the associated sense of empowerment What could be called the real meat of a capitalism is about to be snatched away from us. That's literally the case when it comes to food. One only has to look at the effort being made to promote meat substitutes. Most distastefully, there's the argument that we should feed the world on insect protein. A quick search of the World Economic Forum website reveals an obsession with the idea. Here's a small selection of articles from the last few years, and there's three of them. One is Worms for Dinner, Europe Backs Insect-Based Food. The second is Good Grub, Why We Might Be Eating Insects Soon. And the third, Fancy a Bug Burger. The House Journals of Global Capitalism take a similar line. That would be the Financial Terms and The Economist. Both publications advocate for eating bugs.
What's the word?
I don't know. It basically means eating bugs, though, or eating insects.
Entomophagy?
Yeah. I just glossed over it.
You're going to have to work on that one, guys. That's not going to catch on unless you make it so the plebs can actually say it. If the rappers can't sing about it, if they can't say it, then it's not
going to
go.
There is nothing that is going to make this attractive to people except for mass starvation.
They can't even get plant-based meat to taste good.
No, I love the picture. You've seen the photo of the meat section that somebody
It's always the tofu sections left.
Well, right. Okay, so the photo was everything was gone from the meat section in the grocery store except for the, quote, plant-based stuff, fully stocked.
This is the truth. But, I mean, well, these guys are living in fantasy. I tell you what, Klaus Schwab, he's not going to be eating bugs.
He's the World Economic Forum.
He's going to be eating meat just like he does. And us plebs are going to be doing the eating.
Unless he actually is a lizard man, in which case he might eat bugs.
That's a very interesting theory. That the reason these guys like bugs so much and worms is because lizards like bugs and worms.
So obviously there's a backlash to all of this. People are claiming, I will not eat the bugs. It's become a rallying cry on the alt and not so alt-right. The golden age of capitalism gave us affordable meat, and there's a slice of public opinion that's in no mood to accept substitutes.
Yeah, you can shove that jab right up your, chant, the UK chant. Part of that is, we won't eat your bugs.
Oh, right.
I haven't heard any of that.
Well, we live in the U.S., and sure, we like eating cow.
We're not just talking food here, but a whole way of life. Consider the second part of the anti-Davos mantra. I will not live in the pod. I don't know what they're talking about there.
That's metaverse. The pod is what's coming. The pod is coming. You're going to have your bugs delivered right to your door. You're going to be strapped in. You're going to be doing metaverse jobs. You're going to be flying a drone in your metaverse job, delivering packages, bug packages, to other pod dwellers. It's going. That's what Zuckerberg wants for us. That's what Schwab wants for us.
Paris Hilton's pimping the metaverse now.
I have an article about the metaverse. This guy goes on for quite a bit. We got into pretty much what he has today. So let's talk about the metaverse. Coming up, why it's being overhyped and it's really just a
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Whatever is important to you, to control the airwaves, talk about whatever happens to be on your mind. 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria, Conan, and Ian. And as promised, the metaverse is this thing that's been being pimped.
Before we get to the metaverse,
go ahead.
I feel like you went away too fast from this insect thing. That this thing's being pimped so much.
That's because we've gone on over extensively in the past.
They've been pimping it for the last decade.
Yeah, this article
every,
I had just...
Every couple of months, every 6 months or so for the past decade, they'll throw it out there. They have these little cutesy little stories about, you know, what do you think about eating bugs? And they'll have some reporter out in the street, or he goes to another country where they actually eat bugs, and he's testing them. He's like, well, it actually tastes pretty good. And it's like, but now, in the past year...
He's ramping up.
I think, well, I don't know. It might just be the same. I think they're just trying to see if it works. It's not going to work with the boomers. It's not going to work with our generation.
I think that for the people, so what I'm envisioning when I see this, I'm on a story from Vox from last year, which is all about putting this idea into people's heads, right? Like, oh, it's green. Right.
Yeah, I think that was the context. It was probably that exact article that brought us into this whenever it was.
And that's why our generation is never going to buy into it. It's going to be the Zoomers who are afraid for their lives, the Greta Thunbergs who are afraid for their lives. They think they're going to die any time now. They're the ones who are going to be like, no, 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 no. Cull all the cattle. Cull all the pigs and the chickens and we'll just eat crickets.
Who cares? They're all little pussy vegans anyway.
But they are going to take the world. They're the ones who are going to
the soy boys are going to take over the world.
They might not reproduce. They might not replicate. But
well, then the problem will solve itself.
Yes, it will. The third world countries who are still making babies. They're the ones who are going to come up right out of the ashes, and it's going to be a brave new world that Schwab, Klaus, never envisioned. He thinks it's going to be all rosy, and he thinks it's, and he's going to be eating his meat, and we're eating the bugs. No, 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 no. The countries who don't play ball, because they have to,
right?
But the ones who aren't taking this vaccine, they're the ones who are going to rise up out of the ashes, and they're going to hand Schwab his head on a silver platter.
I just, when I hear about this, the story at Vox is all about pimping this, about how it's environmentally friendly and it's going to help people in poor parts of the world and so on and so forth. And I just can't help but imagine these masked women. Remember the clip that we played yesterday of these psychopathic older women in masks attacking a man, a black man in an elevator for not having a mask on and saying Black Lives Matter as they're hitting him with their cell phones? It was like one of those bizarre videos of recent weeks, and I'm just imagining these ultra liberal people who they do a lot of this stuff just for political reasons, right? Like they're wearing the masks as a show.
Right.
We've seen so many people, you know, just obediently wearing masks in places where they absolutely, it's not helping them in any way, shape, or form, but it's this kind of
virtue signal.
Like people in cars or, you know, in selfie pics for Tinder or whatever.
Right. And now they're being told, oh, well, if you really want to help the environment, you should be eating bugs. And I'm just imagining one of these cowardly people sitting there in their mask, pulling their mask down as they feed themselves these bugs, and they know it's gross, right? But they're telling themselves that it's good for the earth and it's good for the planet, and I have to do this. I need to save the planet. Every bug I eat is one step closer to saving the planet. I'm just imagining what these people are going to go through to continue this religion of theirs.
It's mass formation. You're correct. The religion that they will do just the most idiotic things if their community tells them that it's the right thing, even if it makes no sense, even if it doesn't follow the science, even if it's just retarded, I'll use that term, they're going to do it because it's part of their cult.
Yeah.
It's part of their ritual. It's their new scientism. It's their new religion. And it doesn't even look at all the things that Christians do. There's a lot of
really weird stuff Christians do that when you stop to think about it, it's like, hey man, that's kind of weird that you're imagining yourself to be eating the flesh of your God every so often
and by the way,
drinking his blood. Okay, this is a little weird here.
And it's not as just to help out, it's not as bad as it was, say, 100 years ago or even 50 years ago. They kind of dropped off the weirdness radar. But now we've got this new religion that's just taken over the country. Taken over the world.
They're probably going to fight with each other over it, too, because some people are going to be against it because you're harming an insect, right? And that's...
PETA? Where's PETA at on this?
Yeah, I don't know. Some of them are going to be, no, you got to stick with only the plants, and then there's going to be the insect people and the plant. They're going to have a schism.
Well, you know, there's an argument that you shouldn't even be eating plants. When you realize when you pick the leaf off of a lettuce plant, that lettuce is crying out in pain, and it's sending cells, and it's sending glucose to the region to heal that cut.
They've studied this, yeah.
It's screaming out in pain, you vegans.
Well, the true believer really should kill themselves, because obviously humans, they believe that humans are so detrimental to the planet. So take the lead, be first, and go ahead and off yourself, make the world a better place.
There you go.
Yeah, but that's the definition of life. Life feeds on life. That's what it does. Something's going to have to die so that I may live, and it's going to be something weaker than me that is going to die so that I can eat it.
Well, it's false to believe that just because people are here that that's somehow hurting the planet. I don't buy it. I think that Mother Nature is much bigger than all of us. And
certainly.
If nature decides that it wants to get rid of some humans, then it's going to come up with some ways to do that.
There's a George Carlin skit. He talks about this. He's like, the planet ain't going nowhere.
That's right.
You guys, the planet was here before you. It's going to be here long after
y'all.
You
all think you're way more important than you are.
Yeah. And if you really think that you're hurting it,
that's always been my take on climate change. I mean, if humanity is causing climate change, then it doesn't really matter, because we're going to make a climate that's intolerable for us to continue living. We'll start dying off, and that will diminish our ability to impact the environment.
Not for the lizards.
Well, then maybe the lizards will evolve in intelligence and they'll rise and take over the earth.
I'm talking about the ones who have already evolved in intelligence, the ones who like it an extra couple of days warmer, who like eating bugs and worms, and they also like the planet to be a couple degrees warmer.
You mean Mark Zuckerberg?
He's not. I don't think he's a lizard.
No, he's an android.
He's an android.
He was built by the lizards, right?
Anyway, I just wanted to revel in the idea that these people who are so obedient and so willing to do whatever it is that the government tells them to or the World Economic Forum are going to be feeding themselves bugs to
save
their
the
disgust.
Planet.
But they'll tell themselves that it's a good thing the whole way through.
What a bunch of obedient, compliant slaves. That's what you are.
You remember the old Penn & Teller show, BS?
Yep.
Where the recycling episode where they brought out a bunch of bins, and there was like one bin for metal, one bin for paper, one bin
for plastic. Around the corner.
And they had like 7 or 10 or 20 bins or something like that, just to ask people if they would be willing to go through separating out all of their, you know, recyclables into this incredibly just ridiculous task. And so many people were. They would just do whatever it is that they were told to do. They thought it was for the good of the planet.
Yeah, but what they didn't know is that they would roll the bins around the corner, and they just dump them all into the same pile.
Did they really?
Well, I don't know. That's probably what is actually taking place. All the trash we're selling to China, I have no doubt.
Yeah.
They were just dumping it off the sides of their boats into the water.
In this case, it was just an experiment that they did. It wasn't sure. Real. They just wanted to see how far people would go if they thought it was helping the planet, and people will do whatever it is they're told to do.
Yeah. That's the confusing thing to me about recycling, though, is that you see recycling bins as like, okay, I understand the concept here, but paper recycling goes to an entirely different place than plastic recycling, which goes to an entirely different place than metal recycling. Which one of those three things am I supposed to deposit into this bin that just says recycling on it?
I haven't recycled since I lived in Florida.
I don't know why you guys are having such a hard time with this. I've never paid someone to take my trash. I've always driven to the dump site, and Keene has a pretty good one. They don't have bins. They have friggin' holes in the ground. Basically, there's a big, huge shed, and you drive up to the side of it, and it goes down. And you have a cardboard side, you have a paper side, you have glass, plastic, and all.
Never even seen that part of the dump. I just go and throw everything in the dumpster, and then
There's a place for the tires. There's a place for metal. I mean, it all makes sense. And it takes a little bit of time. And if you do it, if you follow the rules, you don't have to pay to have your trash picked up. Which is great. Which is the way I prefer.
You pay in your time.
Yeah.
It's not
free.
You guys forget that I am a curbside scavenger. When I go to the dump, I usually come. Usually, I always come back with something.
Come back with more.
There's a reason why they have signs all over the perimeter saying no picking, because I'm the guy who's out there looking through the metal and looking through the books and looking through the stuff. I always come back with something.
Why do they have signs that say no picking? It's garbage. What do they care?
Exactly. Bunch of elites. They don't want me going through the garbage. They want it just to be buried. When I can actually enhance my life by some good trash, someone else's loot.
603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. We're going to talk about the metaverse. It's Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.